you, get pumped. Fuck you, get pumped. Fuck you, get pumped. I fucking love it. Direct hit. No wiser words have ever been spoken. Well, maybe, I mean, there's been some pretty wise words out there that have been spoken, but fuck you, get pumped is some pretty wise words. I like that. I like that a lot. It's important to go about life in a passionate way, and fuck you, get pumped about stuff. How's it going, ladies and gentlemen? Unemployment hour. What's up? I'm stuck in traffic, so I figured I'd do an actual unemployment hour. It's probably going to be short. Well, hopefully it's going to be short, because this is Snickers or Reese's. Snickers or Reese's by Direct Hit. Fucking jam. I love this band. I started listening to them a while ago. I started listening to them a while ago. I used to listen to, there used to be this music podcast out there called Needle Drop Radio, and I used to listen to Direct Hit. I was introduced to Direct Hit on Needle Drop Radio, and I really liked Direct Hit right away. I was a fan. I was a big fan. I was in love. So yeah, I just finally bought all their records, all their full-length records. They have one, like, kind of B-sides, greatest hits, kind of singles compilation record as well. But I don't have that one yet, but I got all the rest of their records. Check them out. If you like punk rock, if you like, you know, melodic punk and the whatnot, then check out Direct Hit. I'm a big fan, and I love Fuck You, Get Pumped. That's how they open their records. And you can hear another Fuck You, Get Pumped. I'll show it to you right away here. This one's a little bit longer, but I'm a big fan of it also. So check this one out. This one builds a bit. I hope it doesn't make for bad podcast. Oh, I turned the... All right. Builds a bit. So I hope this doesn't make for bad podcasting, but I'm stuck in traffic for a little bit here. So you got to make a positive out of a negative. You got to make, you know, I'm not doing a bonus train. It's like a bonus traffic. Bonus traffic. Unemployment hour bonus traffic. It's coming. Don't worry. Fuck you, get pumped. It's coming.
Fuck you, get pumped!
Fuck you, get pumped. That's right. Be passionate about life. You gotta care about shit. Even if you don't really got, you know, even if you're not like, you know, a comedian or an actor or a professional athlete, you gotta find the stuff that you get pumped up about, and you gotta enjoy it. Fucking enjoy it. Fuck you, get pumped. That's right. Doesn't matter if you like video games or aggressive masturbation. Fuck you, get pumped. Here's another fuck you, get pumped I'll show you. Oh, that was On and On, the opening track to the record Brainless God. The other one that we listened to is Sneakers or Reese's from the record Dome Splitter. This is a message to young people. I don't know where the fuck you, get pumped comes in this one. Let's see. Okay, no, it comes at the end of a message to young people. This record is a message to young people. If you're over the age of 40, I'm not sure you should listen to this record. If you're over the age of 40, I'm not sure you should listen to this record. What I'm going to say might make you mad. Might make you mad. I don't like to get mad or to hear you get mad. I don't know what it is.
Thank you.
hope I didn't blow your eardrums out, but fucking great band. I'm really, really, really enjoying it. I bought a bunch of new records off of Fat. I got the new record from Pears. I got the two records from Direct Hit that were on Fat, and there's another one on Red Scare. Well, Dome Splitter and Brainless God are on Red Scare. Dome Splitter was re-released on Fat Records, and I got those two off of Fat, and then I went and got Brainless God 2. I got a Frenzel ROM Best Of. I got Less Talk, More Rock from Propagandhi. I got the new Leftover Crack record. I got, what else did I get? Oh boy, I know I got 8 different records. So that's 2 from Direct Hit, Frenzel ROM, Pears, Leftover Crack. Oh, the new Face to Face Protection is great as well. There's 2 more there. What else? Oh, I got Quality Softcore, Mad Caddy's very first record that was on Honest Dawns. But you can get it on Fat because Honest Dawns is kind of affiliated with Fat. And there's 1 more record. I said Propagandhi already. What was that 1 more record that I got? I'm probably going to drive you guys nuts trying to remember it. I'm going to drive myself nuts trying to remember it too. So I don't know. But yeah, this traffic, eh? I decided to take the freeway home, and there's a big-ass fucking closure on Circle Drive. I could have taken, I thought about taking the residentials. I was going to go through the city, and I would have dodged all this traffic and got home. I probably would have been home like 5 minutes ago by now, but I decided to go this way, and now we get a podcast out of it. So make it a positive out of a negative. Fuck you. Get pumped. Fucking rights. So, just had to talk about Direct Hit. I guess had to talk about my Fat Records that I got. And, Chris and I finally did a Grown Men Coloring. You can catch it on the Grown Men Coloring podcast feed, however you get our podcast. I thought it was really good. We went long, and it got a little fucked up there, but I thought it was funny. I would probably listen to it and be like, oh, God, this is the worst, but... I thought it was a good bit of conversation that we had, and we talked and some smart shit and stuff like that too. So what else? Oh, are you guys catching this Conor McGregor Floyd Mayweather press conferences? They just had the second one today. Conor is fucking killing him. He is destroying Floyd Mayweather. Say what you will about what's going to happen in the actual fight. I know that. Floyd Mayweather is arguably the greatest boxer in the history of the sport. So, you know, it's maybe going to be tough for Conor to be able to put up a fight with Floyd. But if we're talking real fight, actual real life fight, Conor, 97% chance he kills him. He really beats him up good. But aside from all of that, in terms of the verbal battle, and I can't speak for some reason. Maybe I'm tired or having a stroke. I don't know. In terms of the verbal battle, Conor is eating him alive. It's hilarious. There's one point yesterday. My boss allegedly says whatchamacallit a lot. Floyd at one point made a comment about being a $100 million fighter, and I make $100 million. And Conor pipes in with, "That's what you owe the tax man," because Conor is making fun of Floyd about not having paid his taxes. He's made a shit ton of money over the course of his career, a ridiculous amount, more than maybe all of my friends that I've ever met have ever seen combined. And he's managed to piss it away, which often, if you watch the 30 for 30 documentary called Broke, you would catch a lot of knowledge about fighter or athletes in general going broke, and Floyd was no exception. And today they had a press conference, and the fans were on Conor's side, like very Conor dominated fans, and actually chanted "pay your taxes" at Floyd Mayweather. So in terms of fan support and in terms of the verbal battle of this thing, Conor is eating him alive. I would love if that would actually be something that would carry over on into the fight. It's going to be tough. Like we said, Floyd is arguably the best boxer of all time. And Connor is a professional mixed martial arts fighter, not a professional boxer. But I'm entertained. I'm definitely entertained. And I'm going to latch on to somebody that's going to buy the fight. And I'm going to go over to their house and watch it, hopefully. If not, I may have to visit a bar. And I don't go to the bar very often, but I really want to see this fight, even though, you know, as a huge Conor McGregor fan, you know, and an MMA fan, we're maybe worried about the outcome, but it's, you got to watch it, just the curiosity of it, and man, this shit talk, oh, it's fucking great. What else did, oh, he making fun of him about what he's wearing. Floyd's coming to these press conferences in tracksuits, and Floyd's coming in tracksuits and saying stuff like, oh, when you make as much money as I do, you don't need to dress up or whatever. And you know, Connor's saying stuff like, you know, he's wearing a fucking tracksuit. He can't even afford a suit and all this stuff. And his suit, he had this sweet ass pinstripe suit. He makes me want to dress up. I'm a very like anti-dressed up guy. I often take the standpoint of a lot of the fighters that Connor makes fun of. He always says, you know, he makes fun of the guys that just dress all, you know, like bros or, you know, like jocks or whatever they dress like, tracksuits or, you know, jeans or t-shirts or whatever. Connor always makes fun of those guys. And, you know, I'm always a dress for comfort thing. And I'm also like, you know, you want to get successful so that you don't have to wear a suit, so that you can wear whatever the fuck you want. But Connor makes me want to dress up. He makes me want to get gussied up, put on my best suit, and, you know, get my hair done and look the part, because it's fucking amazing. His suit, he had a sweet-ass pinstripe suit, and the pinstripes said, fuck you. It was, from far away, you're like, oh, sweet pinstripe suit. You get close and actually read the pinstripes, and the pinstripes, it says, fuck you. The pinstripes, like, you look up, if you look up Conor McGregor fuck you suit, it says it's a bunch of fuck yous. The pinstripes are written in fuck you, so from far away they look like pinstripes. When you get up close, it's saying fuck you across the board. It's unbelievable. I'm just amazed by this. Yeah, making fun of his tracksuit, making fun of how he's illiterate. Floyd wore a backpack with a bunch of money in it. And Connor said something along the lines of, why are you wearing a fucking backpack? You can't even read. And shit like that. And the fans are just eating it up and going nuts about it. Whether you're a fan of boxing or mixed martial arts or a fan of Conor McGregor or not, Floyd's a piece of shit. He's been caught beating women, beating his wife, beating women and stuff like that. So, yeah, like, you might be a fan of him as a boxer, or you might be a fan of boxing, or you might be one of the people who isn't a fan of, you know, the shit talk involved with the promotion of a Conor McGregor fight. But pretty tough guy to root for when you think of, you know, the stuff that he's done outside of the ring, whether it's beating his wife, blowing money, being just this braggadocious asshole. Not being able to read, which I don't know, maybe you shouldn't get mad at the guy and not like the guy for not being able to read. Maybe that's, I mean, I'm pretty fucking dumb, and I started learning how to read when I was in grade one, but I grew up middle class white, so it was obviously a lot easier for me to learn how to read than it was for him. But and maybe the not knowing how to read part, maybe you can make fun of the guy for it. Maybe fucking learn how to read. If you're that brilliant to be arguably the greatest boxer of all time, maybe pick up a fucking book and grab a tutor and learn how to read. Or maybe that's something that you can't make fun of the guy for. Well, you can make fun of him, but maybe you can't hate him for not being able to read. I mean, I don't know, but it's pretty sweet. I'd gladly watch Connor and the fans make fun of him for not being able to read, not paying his taxes, and beating up his wife and women and just being a piece of shit. So, you know, pretty hard guy to root for. So all these boxing analysts that are hardcore against MMA and are, you know, sucking Floyd's dick and blowing smoke up his ass and riding his nuts, you know, look at the look at the guy you're rooting for. He may be the greatest boxer of all time, but, you know, let's think about this. And you know, to best of my knowledge, best of everyone's knowledge, Connor has been nothing but a great human being. He talks shit, so maybe people don't like him for that, but you got to take a page when we're dealing with contact with combat sports and sports in general. You got to take a book. You got to take a play from pro wrestling's playbook. And yeah, he talks mad shit, but he's always humble and respectful, both in victory and defeat. He lost to Nate Diaz and he was humble about it. And that's a hard thing to do. It's so hard. I think I try not to be a very braggadocious, shit-talky person, because I'm, you know, that's kind of how I was raised and kind of how I want to go about being a human being. But, also, that, like, the embarrassment and feelings when that doesn't go well, when you lose, is fucking terrifying. So that's part of the lack of shit talk. Most of it is just my personality, but I also don't want to talk shit because what if I lose? What if my team loses? What if the shit I'm talking shit about doesn't go well for me? At one time, I made fun of my friend Austin for not wanting to play ping pong. I made a joke at him, and he went and played, and he skunked me. He at the shop, 7-0, the game is over, and that guy wins. And I talked some shit, we went and played, and he won. He got 7 points in a row, and he fucking skunked me. So that's what a guy gets for talking shit. So he talks so much shit and backs it up, and that takes so much mental fortitude, testicular fortitude, mental toughness. It's just amazing, and it sells the shit out of some fights. He is by far the most famous fighter in the UFC at the moment, maybe of all time. And it's just, he's got the total package. It's great watching him fight, and it's great watching him promote fights. And, you know, the aftermath of his fights, he's humble in victory and in defeat. He lost a fight, he was humble about it. You know, he wins fights and he's humble about it too. You know, like, he's respectful and humble, you know, like, he's been great. And best of my knowledge, you know, he's been a great human being. You know, he talks all the shit in the world, but, you know, that's being a professional. And people maybe don't think, oh yeah, be a professional, you know, be an athlete, don't, you know, resort to shit talking. There's a fucking entertainment side to this game, guys. And what he's doing, although it may not look like it, he's being a professional. Today I noticed something. Floyd went and grabbed his Irish flag to, you know, taunt him, left his fucking backpack full of money there. Connor picks it up and goes through it and stuff and starts making fun of him. I could see, I swear I could see the wheels turning in Connor's head where he thought about grabbing money out of that thing and throwing it into the crowd and all that stuff. And I could see, I think the wheels turned and he was like, ah, that'd be so great to do, but like, I'll get in trouble. I'll get fined for this. He knows what he's doing. You know, there's a great belief and legitimacy. Like, I think a lot of the shit that he says, he believes. And there is, you know, that is him, you know, that is his, that the fighter side of him, that is part of it. But I think he also knows what he's doing. And, you know, I think he knew that was a line I can't cross. He knows what he's doing. You know, I think a lot of the talk, the shit talk, it does get in guys' heads. He knows it's getting in their heads. So he knows that. He knows that he's entertaining people. He knows that he's getting fighters' head. I think it's all very, very smart. He knows what he needs to do from an entertainment standpoint, from a mental toughness, mental war standpoint. It's all very, very calculated and smart and brilliant. It's, oh, God, is it a treat to watch. So if you ever get a chance, YouTube or Twitter, or just look up Conor McGregor, Floyd Mayweather fight press conferences stuff, and some really entertaining stuff. The press conference today, very hard to understand what they were saying. The mics were pretty shit, but just the atmosphere of it, the crowd going nuts for Conor, like very incredibly pro Conor, chanting shit at Floyd, booing Floyd, booing the boxing, the Floyd manager guy supporting. Like, it's just, it's wonderful stuff. So, you know, who knows if the fight's going to live up to the hype. I'd really like to just see Conor do well, you know, win or lose, if he can just do well, that would be incredible. But, you know, hopefully he can have a good showing out there. But regardless of anything, this has been a ride. It is a ride already, and wow, is it ever, boy, is it entertaining and great to watch. I wouldn't really consider myself a boxing fan. I never watch boxing, but this is something I want to check out. So I've been in the front driveway of my house here for a little while, but good thing I caught all that traffic. It really resulted in some podcasts. I don't want to say it resulted in some good podcasts, but it resulted in some podcasts. So I hope this was a fun listen to you. Check out all our other episodes. There's Unemployment Hour Bonus Train. The most recent episode of the Bonus Train has like 25 downloads for some reason. I don't know what the fuck's going on there. If I'm getting investigated at work, or if maybe the downloads just aren't working and it doesn't pick up right away. It's not downloading right away. So you keep clicking, and every time you click and have it eventually download for you, it registers as another download. I don't know what's going on there, but it's just a little 4-minute bonus train, which is probably the worst podcast here at the Grown Men Coloring banner umbrella. It's just me, you know, saying, I mean, kind of like this. I guess maybe it is the best podcast we got because it's the shortest. I don't know. But that one has a lot of downloads for some reason. But check out, there's old Grown Men Colorings, there's old Unemployment Hours, there's old Unemployment Hour Bonus Trains, and whatnot. So, and listen to Direct Hit, and check out that Conor McGregor stuff. Saw Baby Driver last night. Edgar Wright's Baby Driver, fucking awesome movie. Awesome. So fun. Incredible movie. Go check it out. Go watch it. Go out of your way to watch it. Support, I don't want to say independent cinema. I think it's got about a $30 million budget. But support brilliant filmmakers. Support brilliance. Edgar Wright was supposed to direct, and I think maybe even write Ant-Man, and they kicked him off the set kind of mid-shooting or whatever. And, you know, that was kind of... I love Edgar Wright. Scott Pilgrim versus the World is unreal. Shaun of the Dead's a great movie. I wasn't over the moon. A lot of people are all over Shaun of the Dead. In fact, I think it's even Quentin Tarantino's one of his top 10 films since he's become a director is Shaun of the Dead. I love Edgar Wright. Shaun of the Dead, maybe I need to watch it again. I liked it. It was a single. It was a 3 out of 5 for me, but it's good. And maybe I need to watch it again. Maybe it's because I saw Zombieland before seeing Shaun of the Dead. Maybe a lot of the originality of Shaun of the Dead was kind of lost on me. But Hot Fuzz, The World's End, all these movies are very... That's the Cornetto trilogy. I think I've talked about this stuff on the podcast recently. But anyways, yeah. So, but Scott Pilgrim versus the World, I fucking love that movie. Probably still my favorite Edgar Wright movie, but Baby Driver... 5 out of 5 for me, knocked it out of the park. Great fucking movie. Awesome. Check it out for sure. Support it. Support Edgar Wright. Support brilliant filmmakers. Bullshit that he got kicked off of Ant-Man or whatever, but you know, silver linings. Because that happened, he went and made Baby Driver, and Baby Driver is an infinitely better movie than Ant-Man. Maybe Edgar Wright's Ant-Man, it wouldn't be such a landslide over what was the better film, but, you know, he went and made his own original movie that he wrote himself, and it's fucking incredible. It's a great movie. Check it out. Planning to see Spider-Man Homecoming maybe tomorrow night, so Bob and I will get together and talk about... at some point, we'll talk about that movie. Maybe we'll get Colin involved, too. He might come tomorrow if we end up seeing it. But maybe tomorrow night, I'm really trying to get to see Homecoming. But I'm so glad I got out and saw Baby Driver. Great movie. So check that out. What else did I see recently? Wonder Woman, I talked about. I think it was a single. It was a 3 out of 5. Good, for sure. But you wonder about superhero fatigue. So that's kind of where I'm at with Spider-Man Homecoming. I hope that it doesn't fall into the... I am very excited about it. But, you know, there's a lot of superhero movies nowadays. And, you know, it is becoming a case of superhero fatigue at time. That's kind of how I felt with Wonder Woman. Literally superhero fatigue, because I was so fucking tired while I was watching that movie. I started falling asleep. So I went into the alleyway of the theater and started doing push-ups just to keep myself awake. Yeah, I know that's fucking dumb, but, it kept me awake. I didn't fall asleep in the middle of the movie. So, you know, who's dumb now? But yeah, gonna check that out soon enough. Baby Driver, fucking awesome. I watched, some documentaries, Betting on Zero. It's about, short selling, Herbalife, pyramid scheme company, shitty, really bad. Their supplements might be all right, but the business model involved in their, it's fucking evil. So this guy started buying shorts, you know, betting on it to fucking fail because it's an immoral company. And it's a great movie, and shit happens. This one fucking douchebag that is on Donald Trump's staff now hates the guy that bet on the shorts. So he now was like hedge funding. So he was like investing money in Herbalife and all this shit. And it's, you know, there's all these Hispanic well, I shouldn't say just Hispanic families, but a lot of the most victimized are the Hispanic families that get into the Herbalife business model thinking, you know, it's the American dream and they're going to make a fuck ton of money. And no, it's a fucking pyramid scheme. Like the guys at the bottom make a fuck ton, but like it takes everyone, you know, it's a losing battle and guys are losing their fucking lives trying to do this thing. And it's pretty fucking sad, but it's great to know that this shit's going on, and it's a great movie. Nobody Speak, Trials of the Free Press, another great movie. The Hulk Hogan sex tape stuff, everyone's kind of on the side of Gawker, you know, kind of a shitty website. They do some mean writing and shit like that, but they got a raw deal, I must say. You know, as much as they did some shitty shit, you know, free, it's important for free press. It's important for people to, freedom of the press. It's important to people, you know, have the right to inform us. And they got a raw deal there, more corruption with people, you know, people that hate other people and just, you know, out of bias going and just bankrolling this lawsuit. And, you know, they just, Gawker now doesn't have the resources to fight this lawsuit. And, you know, before you know it, they're bankrupt. Also, the fucking sex trial, the trial is a fucking circus. The shit Hulk Hogan's saying is, you know, it's just shit like Terry Bollea's penis isn't 10 inches. Cause at one point he was like bragging about the sex tape. And then I think when he decided to sue Gawker about it, they're like, well, you're fucking bragging about this. And he's like, well, no, that was my character, Hulk Hogan. Like Hulk Hogan was bragging about having a 10 inch penis. Terry Bollea does not have a 10 inch penis. And I'm like, well, aren't you the same guy? Yeah, but that's a character. And this is me. It's a fucking circus. Think about it, what you want, but was it great? Check out Nobody Speak and Betting on Zero. I watched the Glow documentary because I'm watching the series right now. The series is good. I don't know that I'm as into it as everyone else seems to be, but it is good. And I love pro wrestling, so it hits a soft spot, and it's good. It is good. And the documentary is it kind of, it's a nice little companion piece for the series as well, I think. So I watched that, and that was good. That was a 4 out of 5 for me. A double in the gap, or I guess. Double in the gap. Is it double down the line, double in the gap? What's the better double? Probably the double in the gap is a better double. But anyways, 4 out of 5, it's a double. And yeah, good movie. So checking those out. Watch Beauty and the Beast, the live action version. I kind of thought I wouldn't like it. I did like it. It starts out kind of not great, but it ends strong. I'm sure it's not as good as the cartoon version. I need to watch the cartoon version. I was a little kid when I saw that. Beauty and the Beast is kind of a good story. I thought the live action would suck. It didn't suck. It was a single. It was a 3 out of 5 for me. I did like it. Lisa and I watched Moana. I heard such great things about that. And it was a single. It was a 3 out of 5. It wasn't nearly as great as I thought it was going to be. I guess I was expecting more, but it was good. I was very tired watching that too, but I wasn't blown away with that like many people have said they have been. But it was good. It was 3 out of 5, single. So lots of singles. Lots of singles. And, you know, Baby Driver maybe had some of those singles on base and then hit it out of the park. And, you know, the Glow documentary hit a nice double. You know, Betting on Zero hit a home run, and Nobody Speak hit a home run. So, you know, there's been some good hitters up at my plate lately for movies. I haven't seen anything shitty in a while. So yeah, check all of that stuff out when you got time. Thanks for listening. Have a great one. And keep on trucking. Catch you next time. Well, see you later.